sing it for you in every verse of this story. You know it's truth. This is Mission Possible. Oh, I am in a rare mood. Oh my goodness. I am looking at the world unfolding and I am sitting here knowing I must behave more like Captain Kirk, get my intelligence from Mr. Spock, and hurry up and beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I don't know if you all know what I'm talking about, but if you're a regular listener or you're a listener of the Inside Hour, you know when I say beam me up, Scotty, it means there must be something going on, and it's happening. The mothership will be hovering over Oregon, and Dr. Lynn is on that there circuit right now, and he's picking up steam, CNN calling him, oh yes, and wanting to know, what is Reverend Wright talking about? And it says, well, it's not something he ate, that's for sure. It's something he read. Oh, you listening to the boss. That's who I am. For those of you who may be like shocked and go, what is going on? This is the time. It's Sunday. We all have a way in which we must pray, and then we have to get up and face Monday. Oh, yeah. You can take it musically, or you can take it lyrically, or you can just sit back and look at it all and go, my. You know, petroleum is in the news. Politicians giving us the blues. Police protecting killers, that's the news. Oh my goodness, I was like, it's so good to know that I can at least see it all, not in the crystal ball, but all I do is I just try to peruse with my telescope the past and see, where have I seen these situations last? And these situations, these are what you call the jet fuel explanation. This collapse of the building is going to pale in comparison to what they explain to us when it comes to the collapse, they say, or the imploding of the economy. Now, it's for me, because this is the name of the show, it's the Mission Possible Radio Hour, and I'm the host, Boss RJ. On Tuesdays, I'm Reverend Roxy. I pray this way, I play this way, and I bring you the truth this way. I keep trying to press upon your psyche that something is going on, and that if one looks back, one can see the, as like Don Nikoloff says, who comes after Inside Hour on Tuesdays and bbsradio.com, and this is what you're listening to, is this gift of, okay, so it's hindsight, but if we are all going to revolve around the same thing and nobody wants to do anything different, then this is what happens when you do this. So there's a lot of us, and that's why I believe it, on Sunday it's important for you to understand what Monday looked like and to know that there is a place of value in the world and that the world will continue. Yes, if the dollar takes a beating and goes down to nothing, a lot of economies will be driven down, but those economies are not as selfish and overextended as ours is. I'm looking at the statistics, because I'm trying to deal with what will happen within the parameters here on the big island in Hawaii, out here in the middle of the ocean, as opposed to what might happen in the backyard of our forefronts in Arizona and Illinois and in New York, and what's in store for all of us as we begin to take charge of our lives to preserve the wealth, because you want to survive. And yet, because most people in this country are so overextended, they're going to have to do as they're told. And that's going to be the dictating of their survival. They will do as they're told. And we've seen this already. We've seen the Red Scare. We've seen how people one day are on top of the world, the next day someone says something about them, and boom, their career is in the toilet, everything is, and then you've seen them survive that, only to have them come back and celebrate them as heroes, saying, oh, they was done wrong. So we know that people do wrong. Now, this is the basis of what Reverend Wright is talking about. It says, if I find a pearl, if I find some truth, and it fits the scheme of what we have been seeing, what our experience is within a certain community, and then when you read back in history, it mirrors a group of people in another part of the world called Europe, and it was Germany, to be specific, and they was doing the very same things over there that they were doing here, the illegal medical testing, the working people in the mines to extract the energy and the coal and the iron and to make the chemicals so that they can make and rearm themselves and arm themselves, to harm other people, and take great delight in being the winner and controlling the corridors of the world. Them, you see, and we kept still back then for a long time, and then had to be some kind of delusionary mirage of some ships going down in another part of the world that sucks us into a war in another part of the world that sends our children off into another part of the world to come back with the stories and experiences, those that survive, and those that die, they're memorialized. Well, that's okay, but when you look at it all and you're having to look at making choices between heating and eating as you try to celebrate these here holidays and all the rest that's coming, Memorial Day, oh my goodness, Mother's Day, oh, I have no idea what the political candidates are going to be saying about Mother's Day, but I do know this, they all had mothers. Yeah. And so, therefore, we will see what impact and what stories are told and what little things we can glean, but I'll tell you, the way everybody is behaving, I think that we should be more in tune with Mother Earth. And that's not like some kind of tree-hugging kind of thing. We just have to look at it from a point of view. Is wherever you are in the world where you're listening to Mission Possible, and as we send these out to other people and they go and they get, they ask me and I tell them, go there and go to the archives and, you know, pay yourself a little dues and get yourself the news about what I'm saying, because I've been saying things that are right on. And when I say them in a timely fashion, because it's like Paul Revere time now. One is by land and two is by sea, and I see everybody that wants to deceive. Everybody is hooked up, and it's so important for you to understand how important it is for you to ask and to look and see who is behind all these candidates. And if you say, well, I don't care who's behind them as long as they're ready to support another year of me being okay, while other people, yeah, well, I was smart, I got mine. And what's everybody got? I think they have. They think they have money. They think that they have enough money, that they've made enough money, so they don't kick back. It's kind of like, you know, it sounds like something out of Disney with the ant and the grasshopper and, you know, and winter coming. Well, there's something coming. And when you look at it from the point of view is that what has been going on, what has gone on after every war, what fuels a war, how do you pay for a war, whose war is it, and why are they warring for it? And when you see that it's only going to benefit a few people, how do you stop it? Well, you have to understand that anybody that wants to be president, and this is very important as you make your decision, anybody that wants to be president, and this is kind of tricky, has got to be willing to control energy. It's got to be willing to put themselves out there to get the energy for the country, for the wheels, for the whatever. Now, as you look at it and you see who's backing who, we do know that Obama, he's backed by nuclear energy. Now, this is important for you to understand, because all of you who have had your doubts about, you know, nuclear energy as to whether it's going to work or whether we should even be doing it, and how many other countries have nuclear programs, peaceful ones at that, that are leaking into the atmosphere, and they're trying to figure out where to put all the waste. These are important things that politicians are either covering up like, you know, cat doo-doo in a big litter box, and that's what they're going to use America for, where the dumbed-down, as Dr. Len said, dumbed-down masses are busy trying to pay their, you know, pay their bills, and they're telling they can't communicate because they didn't pay the, they can't pay the finance charges on the overextended telephone bills that they now have to pay for the next 2 years, even though they don't have the telephone. As people begin to have to let go of everything they have because they didn't own it anyhow, what does America look like? It come like one big repository. Repo man becomes a reality. It is extraordinary what is getting ready to happen. They say that we've just come through the whole big crisis of the meltdown. And I say, my scopes don't say that. The boss says it's just only the beginning of what you're going to see for a long time. Is the fact that as petroleum goes up, because there's no way for it not to, what is to make it think that the Arabs are going to have us have cheap oil when they can be selling it to somebody else that can pay them good gold for it? This is the key, folks, and that's why Mission Possible is here to tell you that whatever it is that you want, you should be wanting something other than the dollar. And there better be Americans that are on time that abandon the dollar and learn to live in a different way without the dollar. Now, that means that you may have to take a loss now only to then suffer the effects of that sacrifice and go on ahead and move through and say, well, you don't take dollars, but you take this. And they go, yeah, that's on my list. Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, here's some of this. And what do you do? What do you do, folks? Now, what do you do when you're smart? Now, what do we do? Well, you know the boss, and the reason why it might be that I'm not that popular, because I'll tell you something, I really recognized a long time ago that when you are okay with the majority, you must not be okay. You couldn't be working it. You can't be going anywhere near the answer to the truth that will allow you to maintain peace and to maintain prosperity and all the other gushing words that people use to define their lifestyle in the face of other people not enjoying it. The balance has to come. This is the accounting. The balance has to come. Now America and all Americans are fussing over whether or not what Reverend Wright is saying is timely or whether it was good for Obama. What he had was an opportunity. What he had was the stage in the world was listening. He spoke every Sunday, every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That man has been giving sermons since God left Chicago. And now God's back asking for some reason, asking for someone to say, is it possible that it is impossible for the future candidate, black, white, or indifferent, to remain open to the fact that the American system of government might cheat, might somehow or another use its civilian mind power to subvert foreign policy by making it bend its rules to domestic policy? Oh, yeah. Well, you know, as we marched through it all and we got comfortable in the 70s and everybody was saying, it's something wrong. How come the Democrats don't go in for the kill? Look at this here Watergate. Look at this. Look at them. They're all over the place. How come a government wasn't interested? Because everybody's being blackmailed. You see, we can go on forever with our conspiracy theorists and all the proof and have everybody all cornered with the guns in their hands and the grenades in their garage and telephone numbers and everything else all right there. And they'll let them go. Why? Because they'll litigate us to death. They'll open up that door to the possibility that what we're looking at and what we're seeing ain't really real. And that's really, I believe that to be true about everything that's getting ready to happen. When whoever gets in, there certainly will be change. There's not going to be any more dollars and maybe them quarters and dimes and nickels in terms of the metal that they have will be more valuable than them bills that are what they are, which is a debt. Now, I say I'm preaching to the choir. Well, then sing glory, hallelujah. And it's time for you to invest in yourself and your community by creating little pools that can begin to create and keep and maintain the wealth within the community so that you can store up that which will sustain you. But that's going to be against the law. So that's not in their plan. For you to exhibit that type of ingenuity, well, think about the way it was when the revolution started. I mean, the stupid George III, that one there, that king, he knew, oh, I can't let these colonists get out here, these inventors. How can I maintain hold on them? How can I tax them? How can I own their blood, sweat, and thoughts and ideas and the products of their labor? All of that's mine. They're my subjects, you know. I let them go, but only so far as it is that I let them go. But my military might have bring them right. And they said, oh, no, nanny, nanny, poo-poo, we don't stay here. We don't learn something from the Native Americans. Yeah, we'll fight you in a different way. And it all went the way it went. And you read it through the Revolution and the Civil War, and they just keep on fighting amongst themselves and then with others, and then they drag everybody in, and they make treaties, and then they break the treaties. We've been doing this for a long time, but this time, as never before, as it must be explained to all of you, and the mission is possible for me to explain it to you so that when you go to sleep tonight or when you wake up in the morning, when you go in your wallet and you begin to look at those bills and you begin to pay your bills, you know the clock is ticking. It's ticking. And we will pay. All of us, believe me, we are all going to pay. It ain't going to be anybody's fault but ours. Ain't going to be the Democrats' fault, Republicans' fault. It's going to be yours and mine. And that's where the ultimate test is going to come as to whether or not you can redeem yourself to the world, whether you can aspire to higher and assume a position of international importance by raising up the white flag and saying, I surrender, my government has lost its truth mind. It has lost its need to protect the innocent and protect the killers, protect the laws, protect the lies, protect, squanders the truth, squanders people's fortunes, steals people's monies, and expects them to continue to work and serve the state. And that's all happening this week. I don't know what's been happening. I had to say to myself, I had this really big, oh, wow. So, And it felt real good because for a long time in my prayers, I was saying, is it something I can do? I used to just kind of in my head just keep asking over and over and over again, and I wasn't going to stop asking until I got an answer. And I tell you, yesterday I got an answer in the middle of making pancakes for my mayor candidate, Mr. Moore. I had a thought, and that thought is, I was born to support leaders. I am willing to support them as long as they are talking about enlarging and not shrinking my freedom. Freedom, you see. Now, I know for a lot of people, and that's where the whole spiritual thing comes in, and you got to let go. That's why even when Christ came, he's like, well, you know, give unto Caesar what Caesar's. You know, if you see Caesar, give Caesar what he got coming. But when seasonal extends themselves and write the check that they body gag has, when you see them begin to close those military bases because they can't pay for them anymore and they can't even get their people home, and then they'll be calling from trail race stations, but they won't have their papers in order because they're seen as deserters because they're supposed to stand their ground. When you see that embassy over there, that one that they built, that they spent all that money that we do not have, for a democracy that will not work, for a country and for another country and for another country, just as if they can keep a hold on it, well then, it just becomes more fear. But you won't be so in tune, America, because see, there'll be blackouts and blockouts, and not all are you going to be able to afford your cable, you're going to have to give it up. Your signals are going to go down because you're going to get behind because the interest rates on your big plasma television doesn't matter anyhow, as they want your laptop, as people take what you have because they see it as value because you owe them, as the wolf comes to your door and bites you on your proverbial, greedy, overextended butt. I, the boss, will be praying for you. I may sit in a cell for saying these things because it may be seen as terrorizing all of you out there, but I'm ready to take that. It tickles me to death to think that that could happen because strange things happen to the boss, you know. And I know that you know that when you think like I do, you know I'm the first one to tell you. This is a survival mode. This is the one where, yeah, I know, but, you know, Don Newsom of BBSRadio.com, I placed a bet, and he said, I don't lose data, so every word that I have uttered is already on the record. It would delight me, but they've already taken the habeas corpus out and taken all the rules and changes since the last time they got their hands on me, and now I got to figure out, well, if I did, and they did, what kind of attorney, and this is the kind of discursive thinking that one thinks when you're getting ready to say, wait a minute, I can't follow stupid no more, I can't even listen to stupid no more. And if it's against the law to be talking about stupid, then so be it, I must break that law, because somebody needs to talk about stupid and back stupid up, because that's exactly what we're supposed to do. We can pray for stupid, but we must distance ourselves, and when we see stupid, we must point stupid out to everybody so that everybody can see stupid up close and personal and know stupid don't work. And that if it is true, it don't work. If it's stupid, it gotta go. All right, now this whole thing, you could see that Obama, he got to be a bit stupid. The way he must to move and the words that he used, he must be seriously mind controlled. He must have been told, because it's a delicate diplomatic thing when you cross the line and confuse what your president says and what your pastor's trying to reach and tell in terms of enlightening his congregation. You hear things from the pulpit, it comes through and it's supposed to be transmitted in the spirit of that which would be positive. Is it not positive for someone to cast it down and to say that it is true that in the community there is these, not just whispers, but this mountain of evidence for a long time that our government is complicit and it has benefited from this thing called AIDS and this thing called hepatitis B and how they got all these vaccinations and all of these critters into you and me. And that we walk around and all of these psychotropic drugs for all the people that are depressed, who didn't have patience to hold on. You know, when you start to mix the spiritual with the psycho and the mental and the whole thing, and you know you've been trained to see it all because you see and you feel and you make assumptions that are based on generalities that allow you to survive for one more moment, then you know you are blessed. Oh, yes. And that is why you will pass the test Everybody can pass this test, but we must let go, and we must pay now. This is true. We must pay now, and the first way to do that is to recognize it by looking in your own backyards, into your own spiritual and financial portfolios, and ask yourself, you see nothing, what and why and how will you behave? Now, see, I know how, and I have seen how leaders of foreign countries and through history, how they behave when they are faced with financial ruin. And it has always been the people, the poor people, who were the last to know and the last to go, and they are the ones that experience the quote-unquote bank holidays. When people ask me, well, what do you do when you're not doing the BBS radio show? And I say, I'm preparing for the BBS radio show. I'm always thinking about what it is I'm going to tell you and how I'm going to fill the next hour up to give you some understanding of how through history, even if you were to just go back to like 1947, which is a good place to start because it all did have to do with the creation of a nation, and that nation was Israel, and that, it was the buffer. And the Arabs, they were asking a very good question back then. They were saying, well, why should we have to pay for Germany's, you know, crimes against the Jews? Why would you cut us off from the sea? Why would you take it? And I would say, well, that's a good question because that's exactly what Osama asked, you know, after the 2001 thing, as he was trying to give us a clue as to who might be involved in this and for what reason they might be doing this. And it all has to do with, you know, Saudi Arabia. It all has to do with petroleum. It all has to do with oil. And yet, it also has to do, because when you equate oil, you equate oil with dollars, and you equate oil with dollars, you equate dollars with gold, and the whole thing is going to have to come into some kind of parity, some kind of balance. And this is what people will experience. And in doing so, that remains to be seen, but we are starting to feel the effects at the pump, in our bank account statements, in the services that the banks are willing to do for us for exorbitant prices. These are the ways, these little inklings, when you look at your statements and all kinds of hidden things come up that they can get you, or you miss a day and it's like amortized by, you know, some kind of unmerciful interest. This is where you can see it very good. Then there's the hidden what's going on. And I really have to say that part of what I don't hear any of the candidates talking about, and perhaps I do know that there is only one candidate who has really eloquently addressed this whole issue, that Mission Possible. So After having given lots and lots of thought to, you know, what would be the best thing for America to do, and that would be to elect an individual who could at least begin to talk to world leaders about where to place the responsibility and the financial balance. We've got to track the money, you know. I was very much aware of Warren Buffett for a long time, you know, because it seemed run into him. I said, oh, Buffett, that's Omaha, Nebraska. Omaha, Nebraska, that's where that child pedophile ring and the whole thing with George Bush and everything, and they hushed that up, and he became president, but it still looms there, and there's all kinds of talk about it. And you just can't ignore these kind of things, you know, Boys Town and all of that. That's Omaha, that's Nebraska, and then you got Warren Buffett out there. You know, people are like, well, what's Warren doing now? You know, he sold all, you know, gave all his wealth away and blah, blah, blah. What's he doing? You know, he's preparing for the bottom out. You know, he says, it ain't even begun, folks. I'm going to pick up some deals. And what is it that he's going to pick up? He's going to pick up real estate. What is he going to do with that real estate? Well, one civilization is built on another civilization. Another civilization is built on another civilization. And the American civilization and the American society and the American dollar's going to look so bad, like a nightmare. You ain't going to worry about the borders. Everybody's going to be running towards the south and north and east and west. For the first time in my life, I am reading the rise and fall of the Third Reich, and I see this thing called North American Union in the mouth of Hitler, and I'm like, oh, he was planning to conquer Russia and then take care of this North American Union. He had already, and I said, is this a slip of consciousness, or is this Mexico, Canada, and Bush, and Fox, and that guy, the premier, who was talking about the Ameros and the, what did they say, the three amigos, as they said in the Idaho Observer. I can't tell enough of you out there and for my listeners who listen, not now, but later, which is like live anyhow, because what I'm telling you is going to shape each of the weeks. And it really is important that you understand what has been sacrificed, what has been given away, what will be ignored, what will be considered not important, which will come back to bite us all and be important and really matter, and everybody will be scratching and just kind of shrugging their shoulders and going, but it doesn't matter. So I thought we'd just kind of get to practicing caring about everything. And I, and a lot of people like me, and a lot of people who really understand, is that in order for you to really prove that you are really distancing yourself from evil, is that you must point it out, and then you must explain it, and then you must try to save other people who want to hang out with stupid, i.e. Satan or evil or that which is counterproductive to God's plan. And God's plan is for us to return and be happy as one, you see. A lot of what we are seeing and the evil that is being contrived is in the mind of man. And I have had many, many good chances to have good sermons about what Cain's sin was. A lot of times, because a lot of people really don't understand this, is that basically what God was saying to Cain when he said, well, you know, I just like Abel's sacrifice and what he gave me a whole lot better than yours, because, you know, I know everything, and I know what you kept back at your house, you see. What happened was is that, yes, it was in the amount and everything, but it was not the best of the first fruits. It was not the best. And his, as they would say, I don't want to start no controversies, but his niggardliness, his stinginess, his greediness to keep the very best for himself is what his sin was. And so therefore, you know, God said, well, you can take your little crummy stuff and, you know, yeah, it's cool, but, you know, I favor Abel over you because he gave, you know. And so therefore, you know, the jealousy come in. But I just want to remind everybody, when it comes time to give your very best for God and what you need to give to your country, my goodness, it's getting, got neighbors now, you know, I'm moving around a lot. The witness relocation program doesn't want me to stay too far, too close in any place. That's why I'm on BBSradio.com. Yes, yes, yes. It is about petroleum, and it is about the whole idea that we're running out, and not only are we running out, but we just ain't going to have the money to buy. And one is going to have to ask themselves, well, where is it going to come from? Well, if it comes from within inside the country, then you have vast amounts of reserves, and you can see in the news, and if you type in, the talk about the reserves, you know, there's all kinds of talk, and Congress is now talking about the reserves, that oil which is in the ground, which has been in the ground, and it is not like, it's not like it can't be used, but it is and always will be, utilized for, you know, military and for national defense. And so, you know, it's not necessarily after they've experienced lots and lots of reasons for keeping it in the ground because of a good depletion allotment and the fact that they lose a certain amount every year because it's in the ground, they've been enjoying incredible amounts of money that they've been able to use. It's an incredible story, folks, and I'm really overwhelmed when I think about the whole thing, because it all comes together like a speeding train, you know, which is like, you know, and then it runs off its tracks when someone takes up a bit of the truth, or a lie gets put in the tracks. You have a disruption, and you can't really expect the train to continue to go. It gets derailed. Well, and then it takes someone to come out and say, well, look what they put in the way, or this happened. So you have to do an investigation. What is different now, and why the mission is still possible, is because we all know that when you start to cover up the evidence, when you start to move so fast at a murder scene, you start to break all Columbos and all Perry Masons and all the... We know something up. It'd be the first indicator, and you'd want to know, well, who's disturbing the evidence, who's covering up, who's telling us up is down and down is up, and who was telling us from the very beginning? Yeah. You see, in order to be president, you have to be willing to sacrifice your citizenry. I have been saying this and will continue to say this, and I am very much a believer in God, and so therefore I know that God, as I know, knows there's no limit to what man will do when they're feeling spiteful or jealous or feeling less than or any of the other things, or when they feel like they're going to lose, you know. And that is the truth of the matter. And if one was to just go ahead and look at the story in a consecutive manner, you'd all see the apathy of the people, because it's more important that they survive and the mission is possible. We can rewrite history. We can get these people to tell the truth. You know, it'd be even more refreshing for Ted Kennedy, you know, right as he's kind of like getting ready to kick the bucket, to really tell the truth about everything, you know. Tell the truth about Onassis. Tell the truth about how he, you know, was there. How he know why his brother and his other brother and his brother and his sister and everybody had to die. And why he got to live. And why everybody else, the children, and as long as everybody's good little Kennedys, they will stay alive. And if everybody... This is how they do it. This is how they've always done it. And what keeps it in place, that's what's even more incredible. But it all could fall apart if we all, like a laser beam, just zero in on it. Don't not look. Don't become a Nazi. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's me. That's you telling me. I'm telling you. And that's the way it is. And this is Mission Possible Radio Show, and you are listening to Boss RJ. And I'm coming tonight with a story about an administration who started back in 1999 with their message and their pesky problems of finding oil, and how they decided instead of to find more, they'll just buy more. And they got everybody together, and they needed to protect it because they knew that it was the best in the world. Two-thirds of the world's oil comes at the lowest cost. It's the prize that ultimately lies, and it is there in that region in the Middle East, and it must be protected for us. It's not necessarily coming to us, and if it does, it'll come with a price tag. For those of you I'm talking right now that are here locally, I mean, we are paying $3.80-some-odd for a gallon of gas. You go back to 1968, how much was it? You tell me, maybe somewhere around 25 cents, wasn't it? Everything going up, 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 up. Well, we will rise, that's what they say, and we will accelerate. Why should the world care about what happens to America? We never cared about what happened in the world. Now we do. Now we do. Oh my goodness. There's something really funny getting ready to go on, you know. And it's so incredible, because if you have a thought that stupid evil is somewhere around and you speak about it, they got laws now that tell you, oh, you can't talk like that. You can't say that. And that's what is at the heart and what I think I want everybody to know about this whole Reverend Wright controversy is that here's the presidential candidate, Barack Obama, who decides to light his butt down and sit there in that congregation, which held him up as a splendid example of what I have no idea, success, I have no idea what that looks like, especially with the dollar on the decline, what all these people are going to look like. Where are they going to go? And who will go? This is like, you know, will we be more like the French, you know, where they say, what does the revolution need with scientists? We don't need no philosophers, and we certainly don't need no politicians, you know. Well, what happens? How will we? Well, they've disarmed most of us, so if anybody's going to do it, it's going to have to be the militaristic police. And, you know, that's another thing I talk about. The boss is kind of like saying, and has been saying since like about 1970, I've been saying, can't you all see it? Don't you see where they dip into the pool? Mm-hmm. They are joining forces with the local police. Once your military and your intelligence is in with your local police, within your community, oh my goodness. And I know for a fact, and this is true because it has to be true because ain't nothing moving and everybody seems to be back. It is that way back when a lot of these people have put what you call inside intelligence in every congressional office in Washington, D.C. So everybody knows what's getting ready to happen. But nobody's saying everybody wants to have this election. This is the mirage. This is the fiction. You see, and the boss is just wanting to go on record and tell you, I told you so. No change is coming. It's not going to be change that we're going to experience. It don't matter who we elect. You see what I'm saying? This plan is for America to go down. This is what the Third Reich wanted to do. And when they saw that they wasn't going to kick Russia's butt, they made a deal. They made a deal, and they made a deal because then we would take over. And I'm saying America, you see. And they used ex-Nazis to help fight in war against communism back in the 50s. That's what Don Nikoloff and all of his research really starts to take into effect. And I bet you any amount of money when you start to do the whole thing and you see everybody's related. You know, even, what is that guy, the Reverend, the one in Al Sharpton? You know, it come out that he may be related and genetically connected to Strom Thurmond. Now, that is interesting, you know. So, genetically, we're talking DNA. If we're talking DNA, we're talking about memory. We're talking about experience. We're talking about impact. And that's what they recognize. Because even impact, the love, the joy, the anger, the hate, the torture, the blessings, all of these things are recorded on our psyche through time immemorial. Yeah? You understand? And so when you put it all together, it comes up to little warnings that tell you this is the kind of man you have for president. He's going to look at his ass and say, oh, he has no right to say that. I vehemently condemn what he said. Oh, that's terrible what he said. Oh, what he said, I don't subscribe. You see, instead of defending his right to speak and for us to keep our minds open in the possibilities that the truth could come at any time. Oh, no, everything had to be. Now CNN is asking the question. But for us, it was, you see. As Dr. Lynn's book gets mentioned, this is it. What is it? It's an authority. And what does it do? It opens up that bag of worms that Nixon don't want to talk about. It opens up a time when we do know that our government was finagling and trying to find ways in which to inflict epidemics on communities without having to get out of hand. This is how they rationalized dead bacteria, both live vaccines and dead vaccines. And they went to all kinds of machinations way back then while we was all trying to get over the next crisis or survive the next funeral or the next OD or the next DOW or POW. Whatever it is we were doing, they had us busy. But all the time, there's a group that was slowly taking us forward. And now, with the peak oil and everything, we got this genocidal thought to grow food for fuel. This is the idea here, and to begin to genetically modify all our food so that we can survive and move about. We'll see, it's all going to go down because, like I said, that is genocidal thought, suicidal thought, that you should do something like that because soon you won't be able to separate the food from the food, and when people are hungry, they will scavenge, they will search, and then you have a problem. But this is all cordoned off, and you have security. But who's going to want to work security when there's no more money? Well, then you do it as a marauding, and your promise, what? Your promise, power, power. This is what it's about. Maybe you'll be promised light or heat, something as simple as that. And then what is it that we've been thrown into the barbaric ages of the primal needs? And are you ready to do without? These are good questions. I don't understand why, you know, I don't see anybody, the president, candidates, anybody asking them these things. And you can only have to go out and see that it's not right. You can only have to see that we have welfare for banks, but not for people. We have sympathy for big executives who say they've been had. There's something wrong with the system and the way in which the loans were made, and that all these properties were greatly, grossly inflated, and we didn't know. And I'm telling you something, all of these candidates, they knew this was coming. But you wouldn't expect McCain to say anything because, you know, he's part of the whole system. He knows it's going to go down. But his wife is probably heavily invested and has their portfolio all in gold and silver and everything else, and probably going to buy into the whole refinancing of this here world. The land doesn't go away, folks, you know. The land stays. But how many people really own the land on which they are residing? How many people who are looking around as they're listening to this show own what it is that they see, you know? These are the questions. Take inventory. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Take it and send it back. Just pay for it. Have a garage sale. Do something, you know. Make your last big bamboozle. You've got to get low. You cannot have the world come to your door and compound your misery. You'll have enough misery as it is as you try to make do with what you have and realize that your whole life is going to change. Yeah. And what words of comfort and what words of wisdom will you receive if you had a television to turn on? These are the good questions you need to ask. Ask them candidates this thing, you know. Because they're all going to have to watch their own little booties after a while because, boy, I'll tell you, I can see. And the Chinese, they're a lot like children, but, you know, they invented the torture. You know, they understand torture. And since we, as a country, don't seem to understand torture, and so we somehow or another have, oh, this kind of torture is okay, but torture, you can do this kind of torture to this kind of person because they're not really a country. Because we decimated them, and they don't really have a country, so you can't really say that we're breaking any codes because they're not really recognized. I mean, this kind of rationalization is the kind of rationalization that's going to get us all hurt. And if we don't listen in, if we don't pull together, if we don't stop them, then they will come up with new ways of insane playing, and they will come up with new ideas to increase the slaying, and we will be helpless. And that's just like being a baby. And that's just what these men are trying to act like. They are trying to act like the parents, trying to act like the one who knows. And we know they don't know, because whenever it all goes kapluki, they throw their hands up and say, well, it wasn't me. I didn't do it, you know. We just had the Pope over. Now, a lot of people talk about the Pope, but, you know, I can see why the Pope would want to come over to America because, you know, he got a lot of investments over here. You know, there's a lot of real estate all up and down in Canada and in South America. He got to make a trip over here because he got to understand, and he probably asking the same question all of you out there are going to be asking, where is all the money? Now, you understand there was a Polish Pope. Before him, there was a Jewish Pope. And now there's a German Pope. All of these people are Europeans. There ain't no American Pope. You know what I'm saying? But the Vatican holdings and the large Vatican holdings are right here in America. So the Pope come over and he go and he talk to who? He talked to what I consider to be the Antichrist. I mean, if there ever was a definition for the Antichrist, it would be Bush. I mean, I'm telling you, just go ahead and just put it in your mind. Just look at Revelations and see if you can't see it. Yes. And those clouds on high, yeah, and everybody talk about chemtrails, they're there too. But the banks, you see, Italy got himself new head King Kong, who's a billionaire. And I'm telling you, then the Pope comes over here, so I'm looking and I'm going, the Vatican, which is an international financiers all around the world, have some say as to what's going on in the Vatican. And a lot of what was the Nazis' monies went through the Vatican into Argentina. You know what happened to Argentina's pesos, you know. So you look at all this dinero and you say to yourself, well, it's got to be kind of put it together, boss. You know, you got yourself a point there. You know, I don't want to hear it, and I'd rather just hope that the angels are going to come down and just kind of like west or west. And I said, well, that's true. That may happen. And some of you, just like Lot or Job or anybody else, will be spared and you'll be able to see it all. But don't look back like they told Lot's wife. And why? Because she turned to a pillar of salt. Why? Because she cried so much about what she had to leave behind, what she had to give up, and where she had was going. You know, for a lot of us, it'll be a bus ride. It will be a bus ride. Now, how you act on that bus, and even if you get on that bus, where you decide to take your stand, this is the story of the land. And this is what's coming that's going to make this year 1929 and the grapes of wrath be more like a grapes in rash. Because this is a whole lot of collapsing getting ready to happen. And the only thing that I can say, because I tell you, I pray, and that is that my heart is not heavy. I can see the giggle in it all, and I'm hoping that somewhere in our DNA we'll be able to remember, and we will ourselves to remember, and that we will not go against the plan, and that we will not try to make a negative cause and suffer a positive effect, that we will try to, because truth is truth. You know, falsehood is falsehood. My daddy told me a long time ago, standing on the lies like standing on an ice cube in the middle of the ocean, you're bound to fall off. Deal with the truth. You don't have to worry. Yeah. And you do your homework. You just look at how all the popes and how they come and where they go. And you look at Southeast Asia and South America. And you look at how all it happened back then and how it's happening now. And where the money is, and where these men are, and how they slipped through, and where they went, and where's the records, and who's got the subpoenas, and why haven't they put them out already? This is it. And the kind of fascism, which is now American corporatism, has got the people in a real bind here, because they can't talk the truth without being seen as terrorists. Unless you're the boss, because they ignore me, that's how they get me. Everybody just tune me out. I'm crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Well, wouldn't you be? I mean, in some way, I must be crazy because I'm still here. Went away and came back. Why? Because the air. I got to be able to breathe. The last thing I want to do is not be able to breathe, you know? And you got to be able to breathe. And we have some of the best here, although they are trying like crazy to take the air away from us. So you know what I do. I do this and then you play it back. I do this and I give you clues. I tell you that there is a connection between the military and local police and they have crossed over. And then when you add in FEMA and the Homeland Security and you look at it all, it's all there to control us because it's going to get out of control. And a lot of people are going to want to leave and they ain't going to want you to leave because you're going to owe the world. How much do we owe right now? Someone's keeping count. Somewhere in the neighborhood of $31,000, every boy, man, woman, dog, cat, anything that they could possibly. Can you ransom yourself? Can you double the amount? Are you worth that now? Do you have the cash that they said, well, if you pay me the $31,000, you can go on over to Costa Rica. You know, you got some money, you can put it in the Costa Rican bank and buy yourself some of the Costa Rican money. And if you haven't, you can leave. Okay. Can I have one of them airline tickets? Well, if you have this kind of money, you can buy that kind of ticket, and you can get on that kind of plane, and you can leave. Now, I don't know how many of us can even begin to see that scenario, you know, being able to leave. I don't see myself being able to leave. I don't see myself coming up with nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because that's exactly what it would be. It's not going to be, it's going to be hyperinflation with the depression. It's going to make our eyeballs just wither and then spinning and our heads are gonna choke and our hearts are gonna, that's if you heavily invested. Now that doesn't happen if you ain't got nothing. So I guess what's the prescription here? Just don't be attached. And don't be caught up, it could be a downfall, huh? And there's experience in life and everybody profits from it, from all of it. Keep listening to bbsradio.com. Keep listening to Mission Possible Radio. Don't tell your friends. Don't tell them that you're listening. Take the edge. Take the edge and dare to say what needs to be said, that the money not missing, it's over there. Over there. Send the word. Send the word. But really, actually, it's only bits and bleeps on the computer screen. And the way they manage the assets is by a click of the mouse. And all of it can just go like that, you see. So the currency can shift. And that's the day. And that's going to happen so much quicker than it did before, you know. It was like ripple effect. Everybody had a chance to prepare and to change and to do. This is like, you know, the English in Waterloo, you know, and the way that guy in the banking, I forget his name, Rothschild or somebody, you know, he had it up on everybody because he had that little telegraph thing that, you know, he was able to know what was getting ready to happen, and he was able to shift his fortune into the right place. That's the way it is when you're dealing with the spiritual world. This is how it is when you're on the right page, folks. You are able to anticipate, and you are able to then communicate that to other people, and you can say, there's something funny about the money. Tomorrow morning as you're buying your cafe lattes at your Starbucks, and you know it's really difficult for me to say that, is you should stay away from the coffee. But anyhow, and as you put whatever it is in the coffee and you begin to stir it all up, and you pay for it, and you look at that money as it is exchanging in your hand, remember, I'm telling you, you'll remember that coffee. Try to do with less and buy some more of something of value. Begin to look and to tighten your belts, America, because we're getting ready to have it. Or just go all on out, man. Just max out your credit cards, have a good time, but and don't worry and don't complain, because either way you're going to have to pay it off. I'm even going to have to pay it off. So it's only for a moment before I'll be off, you see what I'm saying? And that's just the way it is, and that's the way it is, and that's what I have to say. I have to say, it's been great. I hope that you'll listen to Inside Hour with Dr. Len Horowitz. He won't be on the air. I'll be on the air taking his place and holding the pace, hopefully helping to win the race. There's decisions that have to be made May 6th, and they may be made that will change our lives forever. That's what's exciting, and the mission is possible. One more time, let me tell you, we the unwilling who have been led by the unqualified have been doing the unbelievable for so long with so little. We now intend to do the impossible with nothing. So keep listening to bbsradio.com. Have yourself a great week, and peace.